Welcome, everybody. Share number 1392 in the writing. It's share number 494. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Negovaser. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Chazal enacted the Halachos of Negovaser for the recital when one is asked to say Krishma and Shmona Esrei. For all other brachas, one does not need actual washing of the hands, unless one knows that the hands became dirty through touching covered parts of their body, or they touched their shoes, or something along those lines. That's a little bit of a different story. But the question is that comes up, that if one is there, a person, they're not saying Krishma, they're not saying Shmona Esrei. It's a question of making a bracha, shahakol, or going to learn, whatever the case might be. And somebody has what they call stam yadayim. So in other words, the person is not aware of any, they didn't touch any but dirty parts of the body, you know, covered parts of the body. They didn't touch their shoes. They didn't, they weren't metame their hands in any way. So that, not that they can remember. So do they have to wash their hands? So we say, no, we say in general, the halacha is stam yadayim ksherim. That if one is unaware that, of any time that they made their hands dirty by touching covered parts of the body through possibly also could be scratching the head is another way. So then we say what's called again the stam yadayim ksherim, which means in general the hands are not considered dirty. Unless one knows in general the hands are dirty, the hands have a lacha of being clean. Basically, the hands stay kosher, stay clean until proven otherwise. Now, so therefore, one would not have to wash your hands before making a bracha. When I make a shakal, let's say I take an apple, I want to make our eights, you know, or I want to go learn something along those lines. I want to go learn Gemara, so I have to go wash my hands before I do it. So said, I'm not aware of any time that I made my hands unclean, right? I didn't scratch my head, I didn't touch my shoes, I didn't touch covered parts of the body. So then again, we say, therefore, one would not have to wash their hands. If one knows that their hands became unclean in some way through some of the actions which we just stated, right? Even then, one would not need water. It's always best to have water. It is always best to have water. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that one would be allowed to wipe their hands on something, for example, like a table, a chair, or something along the lines like that, right? And they would have to make sure, but they would have to make sure that they wipe. In other words, dry. You wipe it on a table, wipe it on a chair, but you have to wipe full front and the full back. In other words, not just the fingertips. Mishnah Berurah talks about sometimes people just wipe their fingertips. That's not going to cut it. It has to be full front and full back, like as though you're washing your hands. Okay, you're just doing it without water. So after that, one would be allowed to recite brachas and to learn, right? If you know that you made your hands dirty, in other words, you touch covered parts of your body, touch your shoes, then you would not be allowed to learn or to say brachas until you actually do that. In other words, you know, lav dafka to water, but to wipe it on something dry. Again, the Mishnah Berurah does state in the end that it is always good if you have access to water. Even if you have access to water, there are those who want to hold Prima Gadim, others, Mishnah Berurah brings down, you would still be able to wipe your hands, midi de menake, it's called, on something dry. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down other shittas in the end over there that it is best, if you have access to water, to use water. But it's important to keep in mind that one should know, you know, if they don't have access to water or bittel Torah or whatever the case is, that they could wipe your hands full front, full back, right? And that would be good enough, again, for brachas or learning and so on. This concept applies throughout the day and not just in the morning, okay? Actual water is needed, though, in order to remove the Ruach Ra. Somebody, for regular Negovas, you have to remove the Ruach Ra. You can't do that by wiping your hands full front, full back. For that, you need ready water three times alternately, which we've spoken about in the past. Now, we will see later on a reference to davening. When it comes to Shmona Esrei, regular davening, then one will always need to use a kli to wash their hands with water. Then we do not say, we'll talk about those halachas down the road, that's a while down, but just to keep in mind, when it comes to davening, right, for Shemana Esrei, then we say Stam Yadayim, that doesn't matter, Stam Yadayim, you have to wash before, it's Al Hikoin, preparation for Tefillah. Okay, we're not going to get into all the reasons right now, but one does have to wash their hands before davening, and it's supposed to be done with a kli. Okay, whether they know their hands are dirty, whether they don't know their hands are dirty, it doesn't make a difference. So one has to be careful. That's a separate thing. But when it comes to brachas, learning or learning Torah, things of the sort, and not Shmona Esrei, right, then one could do as we spoke about in today's shiur. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.